Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Clay from AgriTeam Services in Hanford and Glaslyn joining us. And I guess we're in the season now where herbicide's a big thing. How's it going?
Good, Grant. How are you?
I'm not bad. So time to order and get ready?
Yeah, spraying season's upon us now. Seeding rolled through fast with the weather that we had. Yeah. Not a lot of breakdowns shouldn't say breakdowns, but not a lot of rain delays or weather delays anyways.
Now we're into that kind of flux window where you get, it's typical day in Saskatchewan where you can get thunder boomers in the afternoon. So we head into is there anything special a producer should know about like the herbicides coming up here? Any push or what's the word I'm looking for? A run on product?
Just ordering, definitely. And I mean, we're already getting into it now, so the ordering part could have or possibly should have been done already. We rolled right from seeding and pre-burn right into doing our in-crop now, just with the moisture and heat that we've been getting. Crops have been growing at a rapid pace, so make sure that your farmers are out there. Make sure that you're out in your crops, staging your crop and your weeds to make sure that you're not falling behind, and especially too now with this warm weather that we're getting, could lead to some rain, possibly, hopefully. And at the same time too, if we're getting too hot in the day, that's going to stop you from spraying also. So spray when you can.
Yeah. We started slow and it's now all of a sudden it's like everything hits at the same time.
No, exactly.
That's a normal, kind of thing in Saskatchewan. I got to ask you, some producers out there are, maybe not as diligent as they should be in changing their herbicide plans. I mean, it's sort of like what's happened with, I dare say, antibiotics in the hospital, where if you keep using the same stuff or use it too much, it creates super bugs. Same sort of thing applies for producers.
Yeah, definitely. And just on a resistance management tool, there's multiples of weeds out there now that are resistant. And if you're spraying the same thing year over year, if you're spraying a group one wild oat herbicide year after year, well, you are going to end up having a group one resistance. And sometimes it's too little too late when you spray it already. I mean, there's always cures. You can go back in the next time or the next year and work it out, but you've already sacrificed some yield on your crop and definitely higher dockage if you got wild oats coming in. And it's just something that a person should be rotating in and out to make sure that you're controlling your weeds and not getting resistance.
It's something to keep on top of.
Definitely.
If producers have questions, how do they get hold of you guys?
They can call us at either our Hafford or Glaslyn location. Look us up on our website, agriteamservices.ca, and coffee's always on, and you're more than welcome to pop into either location.
Coffee's good too. Listen, we're also on the cusp of fungicides. Anything new in that world?
There's always new products. There's a new Corteva fungicide for your canola. Mm-hmm. There's that, and then there's other new products that have come out. Just contact one of your AgriTeam service reps and we'd be happy to work through it with you.
That's the biggest thing. It's always changing, and it's tough enough for a farmer to be, you know, up on this stuff as opposed to you guys, because you do is sit around, drink coffee, right?
Well, exactly, in our spare time.
That's right. Well, I know you guys have been busy, so that's a good thing. So AgriTeam Services in Hafford and Glaslyn, they're your contacts for anything herbicide or fungicide, and everybody have a great growing season. Clay, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Grant.